Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I believe that there are millions of you out there today that can rejoice with me, and we can be glad, and we can lift up the name of Jesus. Yes, because he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. And I proclaim to you today that he has not some power, but he has all power in his hand. And to you today, we want you just to know that you are in the plan of the Most High God. You're in his arm, and that you can know that you are saved if you just give your life unto him. Today, we're going to be coming not from Times Union, not from a magazine, not from any other thing, but we're going to be coming from the Word of God. For the Word of God tells us today to set it in short as self-approval unto God. A word of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said, we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. He said, whom his Son has made free is free indeed. Well, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Why don't you come? Why don't you go with us as we go before the Lord? And yes, just you have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Our Power broadcast is on the air. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you. We magnify your name. We lift up your name today. We give you all of the praise and all of the glory. God, we give you all of the honor. We honor you. We worship you. And Lord, we just thank you, God, because you're God. We thank you, God, for all the souls that you have saved. And God, the souls, Lord God, that have yet to be saved and won unto the kingdom of God. And this we just bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. You're going to find us this day. We're going to be coming from Luke, that fifth chapter, and we're going to be coming and beginning from that first verse. And it reads, and it came to pass, that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draw. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Come on. How we can just see God in the greatness of his word. But we can see God as the people began to press upon him. Because they pressed because they wanted to hear the word of God. They wanted to hear what God is speaking unto them. I wonder today how many people are pressing to hear the word of God. You're making an effort. You want to be so close. You want to be there. You don't want to miss a word that God is speaking unto you. So we see that Jesus has stood by this lake, and when he did, he saw the two ships, and they were by the lake. But the fishermen, the word of God, tell us that they were gone out and they were washing their nets. That let us know that they had been fishing before. And because they had been fishing, they began to wash their net. And they knew that this was a process. This is what they did after they had gone fishing. They washed the net. And you know, the word of God said, and he entered to one of the ships, meaning Jesus had entered into one of the ships, which was Simon. And he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. So we knew that it was oppressed before. We knew that the people wanted to hear him, and Jesus wanted to teach them. But he needed that space. He needed that time that he could, a little space that he could be able to teach them confidence, that they could all hear, that they could see him. Because it was a good thing that they were present. It was a good thing that they wanted to hear what the word of the Lord. And it did tell us in that fourth verse that when he had left speaking, after he got to speaking unto them, he said to Simon, launch out unto the deep and let down your net for a draw. You're getting ready to catch something. I want you just to launch out. And not just launch out, but I want you to launch out unto the deep. And I want you to let down your net, and I want you to get ready for a draw. Get ready to catch some fish. And Simon said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. We have been fishing. We've been there, Master. We've been there all night long. We have been fishing. And yet, Master, we have caught nothing. But at your word, nevertheless, no matter what we didn't catch, no matter how many hours that we were there, but because you said it, we're going to obey you. We're going to let down the net. And so it was in that sixth verse. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Oh, my God. Look at the miraculous. Look at the supernatural. At what God is able to do when we can obey him. The Bible said, obedience is better than a sacrifice. And when Simon and those that were fishing with them, you see, they had to forget about what happened last night. They had to forget about what they did, and they, it seems like they didn't get a result as to what they were doing. And yes, they could have caught a few fish. But I just believe that it was not the will of a father for them to catch not one fish as they had restored their net and as they thought that they were going to catch fish. God wanted them to see the miraculous. God wanted them to see its miracle working power. So it was. He wanted them to see even them being tested for the obedience in God. So therefore, when God had let them know to launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draw, in their minds, they did not see it because they know they had already been out there. But because of the faith that they had in God, because the master said it, because he that specialized in every area of their lives, said if they were well prepared to do what God had instructed them to do. Excuse me. So we find here today that we have to obey God. It's better to obey God than it is to obey man. And we see when they had cast their net and let down their net, the word of God said that they had enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net began to break. Can you imagine? You got so many fish. There are many fishermen that fishes. They go out on boats. They go out on ships. And they wake up early in the morning. Some of them get up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Some get up 4 o'clock in the morning. They go because they're ready to get fish. They're ready to catch some. And, you know, if they're satisfied that they can just get that big one. And they have no idea that what that God mindset is for them, and in particular the disciples. God wanted to show them great things. God wanted them to know the greatness of Him. God wanted them to know that He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. He wanted to show them that there is nothing too high for God. Now, when we began to think about man in his own mentality and the way that he thinks, that with man, things are seems like it is impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. Peter knew that God was able to work this thing out. He didn't know the greatness of what God was about to do, but God let them know that just be obedient to me. Sometimes we are not obedient to God. Sometimes we go out on our own, we do our own thing, and yet we don't see the result of what we're about to do. But all God told Peter was to launch out into the deep. How many of you this morning are willing to launch out into the deep? Because that night before, they didn't catch anything. They didn't catch anything. That's why they were watching their nest. But when Jesus spoke to them, and knowing that they didn't catch anything, they were prepared to go back out and to catch, and the word of God, to be able to catch fish. You have to have expectations. You have to believe God. You have to stand on the word of God. And in that sixth verse again, it says, when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both other ships, so that they began to sink. Could you imagine? It was so many fishes. So many fishes. After they had launched out in the deep, they went on the surface, but they launched out in the deep. It was so many fishes that the net began to break. And the word of God tells us that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw that he fell down at Jesus' knees. See, you know, you can walk with somebody and yet not know that individual, not know that person. You can walk with God and you know him, and yet you don't really know him. He was amazed. Silas was amazed because the net broke. And not only did the net break, but they began to sing. So here we see Simon had fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." But he was astonished at all that were with him. Not only him, but all of them that were with him at the throng of the fishes that had been taken. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth ye shall catch men." Can you understand this? Can you see the miraculous? Can you not see the supernatural as the Lord letting them catch these fish? It's nothing that they did in the natural, but it was God moving in the supernatural in order to create and to all in order to let them know that he was God, and that he was God all by himself. He let them know to not fear. Fear not. From henceforth ye shall catch men. Just like you caught all of these fishes, and I allow you to catch these fishes, and you didn't catch them by yourself, but I was with you. Then you shall catch men. And when they had brought their ships unto land, they forsook all and followed him. And it came to pass, when there was a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be you clean." And immediately the leprosy departed from him. What do we see here? We see the power of God. What do we see here? We see the faith of God. What do we see here? We see a man that had leprosy. And leprosy is a debilitating type of disease that will cause your extremities to fall off, or it stops the circulation in the blood that causes you to lose a sensation in certain parts of your body, and it will cause you to even to die. But it's good when we know that we can go to Jesus. And when he went to Jesus, and he went with expectation. He told Jesus, he said, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." No matter what you're going through on today, you got to know that God, he is able to make a difference in your life. If there's a sickness, if there's a disease, God is able to do it. If God can heal and bring forth a healing through a man that had leprosy, God is able to deal with every and any situation that you may be experiencing today. God is able to cause healing to be manifested. No matter how the enemy try to come against you, the Bible says the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the word of God says he came that we can have life and that we can have more abundantly. I believe that there are many of you today that believe what I'm saying. Believe the word of God. Believe that you can have everlasting life in him. Believe that Jesus is that healer and that he is that deliverer. This man, he didn't come to just anybody. He came to somebody that had power. He came to somebody that had the anointing. He came to somebody that was able to heal him. So he went to Jesus. And he knew what he had was a very, very dangerous disease. And this man knew that his life depended upon him being healed. Our life, not only in the physical realm, our lives depend upon us getting to Jesus. This man, he knew that without Jesus, he could do nothing. This man knew without Jesus, he'll stay in that same debilitating type of condition that he was in. So he had sense enough to come to Jesus. How many of you today have sense enough to come to the Almighty God? Sense enough to seek the presence of the Most High God? Sense enough to give God your all and all, no matter what the doctors say, no matter what you may be going through? Yes, you may be going through a testing time in your life. The Bible says, even as he suffered in the flesh, to arm ourselves likewise to suffer, we are going to go through some things in our lives. We're going to experience things in our lives that does that, to get the fact that God, that he is God and God all by himself? No, it does not. We have to stand on his word. And we have to believe his word. I believe one part of scripture tells us, when he was speaking to them, he said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? We got to believe that God is able to do ever what we need him to do in our lives. Peter, James, and John, those that were with him, they had to believe that God was able to do what was needed. They made their lives, they made their livelihood by being fishermen. But God let them know that you're going to be fishers of men. When he met this man, when this man came to seek the healing that had leprosy, this man came, as we said before, because they knew. He knew that he needed to be healed. He knew that he needed Jesus Christ. I mean, sometimes so many people that are in need of a healing, that are in need of deliverance, that are in need of God to do things in their lives, and they won't come to Jesus. They said, I'm going to wait it out. I'm going to see what others are going to do. I'm going to see, can I do this myself? But in a hopeless situation, this man with the leprosy, he knew he could do it. He knew that he wasn't going to be healed without Jesus. So therefore, he went to Jesus, somebody that was able to bring healing and deliverance in his life. We need to know our God. We need to know that he is able to do all things. When I think of Job in a situation that he was in, Job rich, Job had cattle, Job had family, Job had a wife, he had friends, he had all of the things that anybody would want. And he was an upright man of God. But God allowed him to go through some things. Did he not love him? Yes, he did. Did he not have confidence in Job? Yes, he did. He allowed him to go through things in his life in order for him to be an example for us. We need to know today that even as Job was an example, he went through with the enemy, with the devil touching his body. He went through with the sword that stayed upon his body and with him losing his family, losing the cattle, losing all the things that he had, many of the things that he had. He lost them, but did he curse God because he lost these things? No, he did not. He believed God, and he stood on the word of God, even when his wife said that you are cursed, God, and die. Did he do this when she talked like a crazy woman and a foolish woman? No, he did not. But he had the love of God. He had the love of God that surpassed the love of his wife, his children, or anything that he had. And God restored his children, his cattle. He restored his health. He gave them more than he ever thought that he could have had. Why? Because he believed God. Why? Because he stood on God's word. When sometimes we're going to be tested, sometimes we're going to go through things in our lives that we don't desire to go through. It makes me think about Abraham, how God had promised Abraham that he was going to give him, he and his wife Sarah, a child. That child of promise, and it was many, many years. God had promised him that he was going to do this thing for him. But he made him wait. He made him wait on him. And it didn't come when he thought it was going to come. But he had to wait on God. I believe that the woman of God was so old. She was old. He, Abraham, was old. And anybody would have thought that Sarah was not going to be able to conceive. Even she had to laugh within herself that this was not going to come, this not going to happen, you know, to her. She didn't even visualize her as an old woman being able to bring forth a child. And Abraham, how he couldn't imagine that he and his wife had the pleasure of being able to bring forth a child. But God waited. Our time is not sometimes God's time. All we need to do is wait on God. And yet, God used these two individuals to bring forth that promised child, to bring forth Isaac, to have the son of promise. You know, what they did was there was a time when they tried to make things happen themselves. Have you ever been in a situation that you tried to make things happen? You know God has told you certain things in your life, and it hasn't happened. You knew God said that you're going to come into a great inheritance, that you were maybe you're going to own this company, or you're going to be able to travel, you're going to be able to preach the gospel, you're going to be able to reach thousands, you're going to be able to be the CEO of a company, or whatever it may have been. I don't know. You're going to be even like Sarah. You was going to have this child. And yet you're pregnant. You're not pregnant. And you get old. But yet you have to believe God, because God wants to show himself strong in our lives. He wants to let you know that he is God. He doesn't need any help. But all he wants you to do is believe him. Believe that I'm able to do this. Believe that I'm able to bring you out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. Just believe me. Don't believe what you see. Believe that I'm God. You may not see it, but that hope, the Bible said, now hope that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have to stand on the word of God. We have to believe the word of God, just like Peter had to believe. Those that was with him had to believe. The man that had the leprosy, he had to believe. And I'm telling you that our God that we serve is a God that's able to move on our behalf. And there's just one more incident, one more thing that I'd like to share with you this morning. And it said it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and of Judea and of Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before Jesus. The man was sick. And when they could not find by what way that they might bring him in before, because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop. And they laid him down to the tiling with his couch until the midst before Jesus. They couldn't get in with so many people. But this man had a call. He had friends that wanted him to be healed. He had determination that they were going to see Jesus. They knew that if they could just get to Jesus, oh, it may have been a crowd, but the crowd was not going to stop them from seeing Jesus. They went on the housetop, and they let the man down from the housetop onto the place where Jesus was, in the midst where Jesus was. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto him, man, your faith, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaking blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God alone? Oh, yes, Jesus can forgive sin. Yes, Jesus can heal the sick. No matter what crippling disease that you may have, no matter what virus that you may have, whether it's the flu, whether it is a tumor, where it is glaucoma, whatever it may be, maybe it's a vertebrae, maybe it's in your thoracic area, maybe it's the cervical area. I don't know, but I do know that God is a healer. I do know that he is a deliverer. And I do proclaim to you today that if you could just stand on the word of God, even when you don't see God moving, even when you don't see the things that you desire to see, you got to wait on God and be of good courage. That's what the word of God says. To be of good courage. And he will strengthen your heart, what I say on the Lord. They had to wait through patience, possess ye your soul. Believe God, stand on his word, know that he is able to do any and everything that is needed in your life. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Don't walk away. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your confidence. But stand on the word of God and look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We have preached the word of God from Luke, the fifth chapter. We want to invite you to go, and we want you to study the word of God. And we want you to be able to read the word of God. You know, this morning, I came to you preaching the word of God. I know that you probably heard that in my voice, and there has been a temporary change. But I refuse to let the enemy shut me up and to shut me down because of the fact that God, he is God, and God all by himself. So I want you to know today that we must stand upon the word of God, even when the enemy tried to shut us up and shut us down. We got to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. Because God is able to do any and everything. Let's go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We thank you, God, that word that we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Have your way today. Move in the midst of your people. Fill the faith, Father God, of millions. Touch those that are sick. Touch those that have infirmity in their body. God, continue to do the miraculous. God, continue to do the supernatural, God. God, you are supernatural. Your works are supernatural. You are the miracle-working God. God, even as you caused Lazarus to rise from the dead, to be raised from the dead, after being dead 4 days, God, you are able to do anything. Lord, even as you brought the Israelites out of Egypt with a strong hand and a strong arm, and brought them, God, through the Red Sea and kept them from drowning, and after they have gotten over and got over in safety, you caused Pharaoh and his army to be drowned in the Red Sea. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. But even as we read this morning, how the multitudes of fishes that you have given, Father God, to the fishermen, and God, how you hear the man, heal the man with palsy. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing power. We thank you, God, for the miraculous being manifested in the people today. Thank you for building their faith, God, once again, to let them know, God, even that you are the same today, yesterday, and that, God, you will be God forever. You're the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever, and that you will never change. And that you are God. The Bible says, Lord God, that your word say, as it shall be given. You said to seek and you shall find. You said to knock and the door shall be open. You say, God, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said it shall be moved. So, Lord, move us on the hearts of the people. And God, if there is any, God, they're not saved. I pray, God, even your word says, and we confess with our mouth, Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the word said that we shall be saved. So, Lord, those that are not saved, Lord, save them. Those that need deliverance, deliver them. God, those, God, that are going through torment, God, deliver them, Father. God, those that are going through satanic forces, God, deliver them, God. Those that are going through the spirit of witchcraft, deliver them, God. Oh, God, those are going through demons, God, through the demon attack. Deliver them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, bring them through, bring them out, God, with a strong hand and a stretched out arm. And, Father, for this, God, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And you enjoy, please join us on on next week as we again preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. May God bless and keep you. Here's our prayer.